Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast, or I mean, welcome for the first time if you're just now getting here 3.5 years late, but I'll forgive you for that because you're going to be glad you stumbled into Crazy Shit in Real Estate. I'm Lee Brown. You are now in the space that HGTV is frightened of, the real life stories in and around real estate and all its affiliated businesses. And today I'm bringing to y'all a different kind of guest. Normally you hear from realtors or people who are doing retail real estate every day. Today, I've got somebody who has moved her cheese from that day-to-day life into a place where she will help you in her quest to help you pursue freedom. She's got the Pursuing Freedom podcast and book, and she speaks and talks and educates. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee. I'm so excited to be here.
All right. So tell our people a little bit of your background so they can know who you are. And people, just listen to her before you go look her up. I know you want to Google her, but listen to her first because then you can Google her faster.
Well, again, thanks for having me. And, you know, I hope that this story that I share today will provide some inspiration, not only to the consumers out there who are curious about, you know, finding freedom and financial freedom through real estate investing and passive income, but also if you're building your business by referral and you've either experienced some success and are feeling overwhelmed or you're hungry and growing, I'm hoping that this story will provide some value to all of you guys. So the backstory is not very pretty. I got into mortgage lending in 2006 at a desk with a desk job. And then in 2007, I thought, I don't want to be sitting behind the desk. I want to be like all these salespeople that, you know, come into the office in jeans and t-shirts and go to yoga in the middle of the day. They look like they haven't made. And then they throw on their suit to go to closing. And it just looked like, you know, freedom and flexibility.
So easy.
Oh, yeah. Wrapped up in a bow. Just like, that looks so fun and easy. I've got this. So I went 100% commission and moved into the sales side of loan originating in 2007. I used to be a teacher, so I have an education background, which is what I'm really passionate about. And by 2008, I had run out of money. I had maxed every credit card. I was about $35,000 in credit card debt. I got a referral for a client and I literally did not have enough money for gas. So I rode my bike 5 miles across town to meet this new client, all fired up and excited. And I got there early to make sure that I could, you know, wipe the sweat off before the client got there and try to look professional as best I could in an outfit that, you know, you ride a bike in.
So, that's a nice touch. I mean, wiping off the sweat, that's very personal touch there.
Yeah. So I get there and I order myself a tall Starbucks coffee. And the client, unfortunately, got there early as well. And he walks up to the counter as my credit card is being declined. And he's like, Erin? I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, good to see you. And I honestly didn't know which credit card had enough money for a cup of coffee. So I couldn't try another card because I didn't want him to see two credit cards get declined for a cup of coffee. So I just lied like anyone else would do and just said, it's my debit card. You know, that's so weird. I'm going to have to call the bank. And then he bought my cup of coffee. And I remember thinking, this is rock bottom, you know, but at least I had a bike. The funny thing is we were getting married a month later. And I remember saying to my husband around that time, thank God we invited 230 people to our wedding because we're going to need those the cash wedding gifts to pay our mortgage, you know, next month. And so it was kind of a scary time. And I called my father who had been, he had become self-employed in financial advising, stock broker back in his late 20s after having, you know, a stable paycheck as an engineer. And I said, you know, how did you do that? How'd you do it, Dad? And he's like, well, you know, bill collectors were calling, you weren't born yet, but the electricity was shut off and your mother and I just did whatever it takes. So if you think you're going to be good at this, you do whatever it takes. And so I remember opening another credit card, buying internet leads, whatever that meant in 2008. And then, you know, a couple of days later, a card came in the mail from my dad with a check that said, you know, pay me back when you can. And I did eventually. So fast forward a couple of years and what ended up happening for the consumers out there that are listening, where this entrepreneurship story doesn't really resonate is that we found some stability financially after hiring a business coach and kind of plugging away and checking the boxes and doing the work and, you know, started to see some results show up in my life and business. And then we had our first baby and we ended up moving a couple blocks away from where we were living. And it all kind of happened fast. We accidentally kept our first house as a rental property. We weren't really expecting that, but we did. And so the cash flow turned out to be pretty nice. And so when we were pregnant with number two, we moved again a few blocks away and kept our second house. So by then we were having cash flow of about $1,500 a month, which was really helpful to offset you know, the new expenses and to supplement our income. And then eventually we were able to tap into the home equity on property number one to buy our second home in the mountains, just a little 70s time capsule, a condo in Winter Park, Colorado. And before long, we ended up moving into that little condo and putting our one property on VRBO. And that income ended up doubling my husband's income. So I said, quit your job. Let's move to the ski town and live the life of our dreams now. Why wait? And so we raise our kids now in a little ski town and we're loving life. And that passive income from real estate investing was an absolute life changer. So, you know, for those of you who are listening and curious about real estate investing, you know, just making sure that you're aligned with realtors and lenders that are going to advise you and look at your long-term and short-term financial goals and not just, you know, do a transaction and move on. So that's pretty much all of it in a nutshell, kind of a ramble, but there you have it.
And by the way, friends, if you're a realtor and you're thinking, I mean, that's all great for Aaron, I don't know investment properties, because this is a challenge for a lot of realtors and also for mortgage lenders. If you don't own investment properties, it feels very inauthentic to advise on them, but you can get educated. And if you are a member of the National Association of Realtors, you should go to nar.realtor and check out the Center for Financial Wellness, which is designed not just to help realtors with their personal financial life, but also has investor tools and spreadsheets that you could use to help advise people on doing what Aaron's done in creating a cash flow stream where there was not one previously. So go check out that resource. It's free. It's amazing. And that being said, Aaron, tell us, now that we know you actually have enough to pay for your coffee, but you know, I understand Starbucks is expensive, so you probably went back to gas station coffee like me. But anyway, so tell us about the crazy thing that's happened in your life. And for you, it might be just that your path has moved into a different space.
Yeah, well, what happened was, you know, as I mentioned, I hired a coach, I started doing the work and checking the boxes. But if I'm honest, I wasn't really finding joy in the process. I wouldn't consider myself a salesy person. I struggled with a lot of the traditional sales strategies, but I was hungry enough to be willing to push through my comfort zone and do the work. And so it did feel a little bit like a grind. It wasn't until 2011 that a good friend of me, a realtor friend, gifted me the book, The Go-Giver. And I read it, and it was like a major paradigm shift for me to read that, you know, the goal is to give more value than you hope to receive in payment. And so I developed a little strategy where I decided that since my clients don't need me except every maybe 3 to 5 years, unless they're an investor, then I need to find a way to provide value and be visible and give value above and beyond what I get paid to do. So I decided to build a referral directory of trusted local service providers that included everything from health and wellness to financial services to home services, contractors, you name it. And in order to build that directory, I called my friends and family. So if you're new to real estate or you're new to entrepreneurship, you can use this strategy. And basically, I just started calling my friends and family and whatever past clients I had, which weren't that many, and just said, hey, you know, part of my business plan for the coming year is that I'm building a referral directory because I want to be a resource to you above and beyond just being your mortgage lender. So there's the plug and there's the reminder that that's what I do for a living. And I hope that I get to be your lender when that time comes. But since you don't need a loan right now, I want to solve all your problems. And so who do you know that I need to meet to add to my directory? And then they would introduce me to their favorite service providers. And then I would meet those people to vet them and decide if I was also in alignment with them. And then I would find a way to market those folks back to my database. So I call my database my village. I call the tribe of trusted local service providers my tribe. So I was building a tribe to better serve my village. And then I would proactively market my tribe to my village with a monthly mailer that highlighted a different business. And nowadays you can use social media to do this. We gave out business card binders at closing with all the business cards of all the people that I know, like, and trust. That way I had to continually meet with those people. And then I was trying to find ways to provide value to my tribe above and beyond just being a referral source, which is something I think realtors miss the boat on. We send a lot of deals out. We refer out a lot of business. But if you're not nurturing the relationship with the people you're sending business to, and finding out how to truly be of value above and beyond just sending them business, you can find opportunity to serve in a new way and to deepen those relationships. And before long, everyone in my tribe became part of my village. I did the mortgage for all the people I referred business to because I actually got to know them as human beings. And we're in the relationship business. So anyhow, that strategy worked. My business more than doubled from 2011 to 12. And then I started teaching that strategy in real estate offices. And then eventually in 2016, I put that strategy into the book, Pursuing Freedom, which is a nice little pamphlet with big print. It's quick and easy to read. You can read it on a flight, but it has all the strategy mapped out from A to Z with the scripts, the, you know, the conversations that I had, the way that you can market your tribe to your village, all the different ways, and basically how to be yourself, have more fun, and grow your referral business. And then finally in 2018, we started the podcast where we interview realtors that are doing well and living a great life and living a great story in order to inspire other entrepreneurs to believe in and achieve the life of your dreams, and not to have a business that robs you of your lifestyle vision, but a business that's a vehicle to support your dream life.
Man, talking about believing it so you can achieve it. It's so interesting when you look at coming into business planning. So we're recording this episode in December, and the mental strength that you have to have, like, for the path that you've been on, how challenging do you think that is for most people when they're looking at what they want to have happen? How did you get past that hurdle of there's no way I'm ever going to get there?
Honestly, the library of books that I've read in my journey since 2007, when my first manager gave me Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and kind of sparked my interest of moving from employee to self-employed and eventually to business, you know, investor and business owner, you know, to when I received the Go-Giver. And then if you're struggling with your belief system around money, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind is a phenomenal book. And then, you know, I just read this past year, What Happy People Know, which was a great book. And that's really more about the science of, you know, brain science and neuroscience and how we all have fear. There's not a single person on this planet that doesn't have some fears and insecurities. But the people that you admire that are achieving some level of success, the only difference between them and you is that they've chosen to act in spite of their fear. So What Happy People Know talks about how the antidote to all negative emotion, like anxiety and overwhelm and stress and insecurity and fear, the antidote is gratitude. So active gratitude is definitely a part of my morning routine. And, you know, focusing on your blessings and what you love about your life so that you can generate more of that and attract more of it into your life. And, you know, as a business owner, it also in that journey became a process of identifying the kind of people I want to work with, right? Being grateful for the wonderful humans that I get to serve or get to align with and partner with. And by focusing on what I'm grateful for, I can manifest more people like that, more relationships like that, more, you know, whatever you want to call it, transactions, business, relationships, fun, happiness, joy. So gratitude is the key, but really reading books for me in the morning gets my head out of my you know what and gets me ready to crush the day. So
you can say ass on my podcast because it's crazy.
It is crazy shit in real estate.
You can get your head out of your ass, and I think that's an appropriate thing to say to people.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's funny you said active gratitude, and what I heard you say was, as you feel grateful, go do some damn work. Because it's one thing to sit around and say, I am so lucky. And another thing to say, I am so lucky, therefore I'm going to work today. Because I think too many of us don't do the daily tasks that are necessary to get to our goals, because you think you have to do it all in one day. And you don't. You got to do a little bit every day, and you have to consistently go after it. But if you have that good attitude, it's so much easier to get your work done, and people are always more glad to hear from you.
A big topic and theme for this year's business planning workshops that I teach is that energy management is identifying, you know, what energy, what tasks throughout the day sap you energetically and deplete you, what relationships are depleting you, and what relationships are fueling you, and what activities fuel you. And then can you organize your day in a way that you bring the highest energy, most attractive, magnetic version of yourself into every interaction by doing those activities or seeing those people that fuel you and give and feed your positivity so that you can bring your best foot forward to every encounter that you have and ultimately attract more of those great experiences in your life. It sounds a little like mumbo jumbo, but I'm telling you, this stuff really works.
It does every day. It's not once a month that it's going to work. It's every day. Give us one something you want people to take away from this if they're at a place in their real estate life, their business life, their home life that's feeling kind of bad. What could they do to make their financial life better, no matter where they are in business or personal?
So my biggest piece of advice is, I read something recently in Marie Forleo's book, Everything is Figure Outable. And she has this thing that she does when she's doing her own goal setting or with her team. And she writes down, wouldn't it be cool if ... And so when you're trying to daydream about your future, but you're feeling stuck, then what you're doing is what I call setting your goals from your head versus your heart. So when you set your goals from your head, you think, well, this is what I think I should do next year based on what I've done before, or this is what I should do, but that's not realistic, or this is what I'd love to do, but that's not feasible or that's not possible. What I encourage you to do is think about, wouldn't it be cool if, wouldn't it be awesome if, allow your mind to kind of wander and daydream a little bit and come up with those wild and crazy dreams. Like, wouldn't it be cool if we lived in a beach town instead of in the city? Wouldn't it be cool if I doubled my business next year? Wouldn't it be cool if we traveled to Europe or whatever the case might be? Let your mind wander and then think about why you want those things. Write it down. Focus on it every single day. Decide that you really want that in your life. Commit and then show up and do the activity to help you get there. The path will unfold. You don't need to know how you're going to achieve your goals. You don't even need to know how long it'll take because the time's going to pass anyway. So just set big goals. Focus on it every day. Focus on your what you're grateful for and the blessings you have in your life with intention. And you can shift yourself from a negative state of being to a positive state of being, which will propel you into activity to make your dreams a reality. It's available to all of us if you're willing to show up and do the work and commit to yourself that you're going to make a change for yourself.
Which means also, people, if you're listening to this and you have any young people in your life or under your care, you need to talk to them about this too, because we are not really setting the next generation up for hard work and gratitude and achieving goals, because we as parents and the people who are a little older than me as parents have done it for your kids. Quit doing it for them. Help them find their own mission and help them see that their daily work and their daily gratitude can help them achieve things too. You don't have to do it for them. So that's just my extra bit of parenting advice. Erin, if they want to talk to you more, hear more about what you got out there, come to your podcast, tell them how they can find you.
Awesome. So you can find me at pursuingfreedom.com. You can contact me through there. You can also follow me on Instagram at Pursuing Freedom Official. You can DM me there, and you can find the Pursuing Freedom podcast anywhere you consume podcasts, and you can find the book on Amazon. So I'd love to hear from you. I'm always happy to be a resource, and I love helping people on their journey towards building the life they don't need a vacation from.
And look, people, when you go to her podcast, make sure you do the same thing you're going to do for mine, which is hit the subscribe button, give 5 stars, and enjoy the heck out of it. And then tell us what you like, didn't like, and what we can provide to you. Because Erin, just like me, welcomes feedback because we love getting better and stronger so that you can get better and stronger in turn. And because I know y'all and love you, and because I know you're going to get her book because it's short, and I know y'all don't have attention spans, which is fine. It's cool because all of her contact information is in the show notes for this episode. So you can find it anytime after you're done sweating to the oldies. And reach out to her and download her information, help make your life a little stronger in 2020 so it can be even stronger in 2021. Erin, thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate your time and your expertise and look forward to seeing what you help people achieve next.
I appreciate you so much, Lee. Thanks, everyone.
All right, guys, if you're an investor, inspector, lender, realtor, buyer, seller, mortgage lender, appraiser, mold, I mean, fungal growth remediator, who knows, whatever you are, want to be on my podcast, hit me up at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the networks, be featured in a future episode. I told y'all before, and I'm going to tell you again, hit subscribe, give me 5 stars, and otherwise, I will see you next time. If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.